This is Real Talk on 91.3 FM.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to it, inshallah ta'ala. The time now at 8 minutes after 8. Just really quickly, just before the break on Real Talk, we had asked you, give us some Afrikaans idioms. And before we miss the opportunity to air your views, I want to tell the rest of our company this evening. 0982 says, Hasta gehond verbrand sy mond. Okay, that was one that came through twice.
Please and then, tell us what it means.
Please tell us what it means as well. And then 2039 said, Leudigheid is die duivelse oorkussing. I hope I'm saying this right. Leudigheid is die duivelse oorkussing. Right? So if you know what that means, then please, tafatal. Let us know. But also getting on to our main discussion for this evening. So we know in the news, you know, Meghan Markle, Prince Harry and Oprah's interview that was been trending this past week regarding her experience in the palace and the treatment she says she's receiving from the royal family, etc., etc. So this raised the topic of colorism and racism, which actually has its own commemorative week, which starts on Sunday. So Anti-Racism Week is commemorated annually between the 14th and the 21st of March. And during Human Rights Month of March. So the key phrases that come to mind if you are South African is the Sharpeville Massacre, and then also the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, which is celebrated or commemorated on Sunday, the 21st of March. So that's at the end of the week, right? And this year, it holds the theme Youth Standing Up Against Racism, which is why we chose it to be found it appropriate for our show, inshallah ta'ala. And this time, it engages the public through the hashtag Fight Racism. And here, we're aiming to foster a global culture of tolerance, equality, and anti-discrimination, and then calling on each and every one of us to do our bit, right? So the Anti-Racism Network South Africa is hosting its 6th Anti-Racism Week campaign, which is starting tomorrow. But before we get to that, we had asked on social media whether or not our people thought that racism is more relevant to your parents than it is to you. And of course, we were appealing to the youth in this sense.
So yes, we got the response from a 31-year-old brother who said, our parents, of course, had it worse. But I think as long as there is still racism, it's just as relevant, or maybe even a bit more relevant with the modern generation. Today we have access to the world through internet and social media platforms, and with that some use the platforms to educate and reach out to others, while there are still a lot who use the platform for cyberbullying, prejudice, racism, etc. Our parents' generation fought against it with a lot of limitations, and today the modern generation is able to fight against it through many channels and resources. So ultimately it will always be highly relevant to each of us until racism ends and remains in the past, Tahira.
Definitely. 0829-913-913. Let us know what your experience with racism has been. But joining the conversation now is anti-racism manager at the Ahmad Kasrada Foundation and coordinator of the Anti-Racism Network South Africa, Busiswe Nkosi. Assalamu alaikum and good evening to you, my sister. How are we doing?
Good evening. I'm doing fine and thank you for having us this evening.
Pleasure. Now, although we are 27 years into a democracy, we do still see this issue of racism come up. Why do you think that is?
So for me, I simply think it's because even though we are 27 years into democracy, we still carry the baggage of the apartheid era, of the apartheid times, you know. In as much as many of us were not part of apartheid, but our parents and grandparents were. And when we came into this new democracy, there was never a thing of kind of like undoing what had happened during apartheid. There was never that speaking to the people's mindsets. There was never anti-racism training per se. And at the same time, even though we are in this democratic South Africa, we still have these inequalities, you know. We still don't have that level playing field. There's still those who have and those who have not. And those who have not are because of the effects of apartheid that we still carry on with today.
Absolutely. And then, Busiswe, how do you suggest we identify racism within ourselves? Because I feel like it's easy to point it out in someone else, but when we do some internal and introspection, how do we identify this?
I think it's quite difficult for you to kind of like identify the racism within you, because it takes a lot of honesty to look at how you view other people, to look at how you treat other people from other race groups. So I normally say that before we get to look at our own racism, we need to first look at our unconscious biasness, you know, something that each and every one of us hears. And then from our unconscious biasness, we will then see what unconscious biasness in us leads us to then performing racist acts or acting in a racist manner, per se, you know? So it's kind of like this self-reflection, unconscious biasness. Which words do you use that are offensive to other people, which you deem kind of like not offensive, you know? Because we also need to be looking at how we've grown up, our communities, our households, etc. And what behavior have we kind of like adapted to that is unacceptable behavior?
Unfortunately, sister, we are running out of time, but please, please do tell us, how do we go about addressing what we perceive to be racism coming from other people, you know, like specifically family, but then also make mention of the campaign that you have, up and coming this weekend, inshallah.
I think number one, it's being straight out. It's confronting racism and racists within our own families, communities, and workplaces. It's about explaining to people why their behavior or their language is perceived to be racist. And I think through the anti-racism week campaigns that we run, it's us building that awareness. It's us saying to people they need to act out against racism. They need to mobilize against racism. And we need to start changing those mindsets. So it's all about that. It's also about bringing young people into the forefront of the fight against racism.
Absolutely.
And tell us a little bit more about this campaign. We have 1 minute for you.
Okay, so we start off with the launch of Anti-Racism Week tomorrow. And we are having that launch in Sharpeville. We'll be taking a group of 69 young people from all race groups to go and visit the grave sites of the victims of the massacre. We will then allow young people to then have a tour of the museum. And then we are going to engage young people into an anti-racism training that is designed by the foundation. So it's all about young people. It's about young people understanding the history of the country and understanding why they are where they are now today. But also paving a way for the future and looking at the future that we want, which is a non-racial and equal future for young people and society at large.
Inshallah, ameen. I do hope that you accomplish all your goals and objectives within that campaign, inshallah, and may it spread, you know, beyond that campaign, and may many people learn from it. But Ms. Busisiswe Nkosi, convener for the Anti-Racism Network South Africa's week-long campaign, which is kicking off tomorrow. Thank you so much, Jazakallah Khair, for joining us this evening and for sharing your views with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And before we head out and break for the Waqt of Maghrib, inshallah, just a comment coming through, 8691 says, Assalamu alaikum. Racism is there and will always be and cannot be wished away. A UK human rights lawyer said that the biological makeup and skin tone factors which determine the accursed tendencies and manifest itself in everyday life, whether it's government or the person is guilty of it. But inshallah, let us all work to look and treat people equally, inshallah, based on what it is that they bring forth and not the color of their skin, inshallah. But with that, let's head out for an ad break, inshallah, take some commercials, break for the Waqt of Isha, and when we get back, it's Check Your Text segment with our brother Muhammad Fakir. It's Real Talk. Do stay tuned.